This is Long-Term Care Connections for July 8, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The second quarter preliminary CMID reports, which include MDS assessments from April 1 to June 30 that are transmitted to CMS IQs by July 9, 2026. Please transmit assessments or corrections by end of business day on July 9. Submissions will be included in the final CMID report in the week of November 9, 2026. You can find links to the CMID report schedule for 2026 and 2027 on this week's issue of LTC Connections Online. Email mdshelpdesk@dshs.wa.gov with any questions related to reports. Assisted living providers, please note that the facility-reported incident pilot project begins July 17. Changes are coming regarding how DSHS will respond to low- and medium-level facility reports to the Complaint Resolution Unit hotline. Facility-reported incidents, or FRI, will result in off-site investigation and follow-up by the DSHS complaint investigator. This six-month pilot project will likely reduce the number of DSHS on-site complaint investigator visits, but there will be some necessary changes to the way facility staff respond when an FRI has been filed with the state. WACA will be hosting a full-day, in-person, facility investigator training later this autumn. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org or reach out to Vicki McNeely for more information. As a reminder, WACA is hosting a webinar on the new organics management laws that may impact your facility. Join us tomorrow, Thursday, June 9, for a free webinar to learn about new regulations regarding food and other organic waste collection requirements and how to make sure your facility is ready to start collections. The U.S. Government Accountability Office has released a new report highlighting the growing role assisted living communities play in serving older adults and individuals with disabilities, finding that federal Medicaid and Medicare spending on services delivered in assisted living settings totaled at least $12 billion in 2024. The report notes that assisted living provides an important residential alternative to nursing homes and institutional care, while allowing residents to receive supportive services in a more home-like environment. Check this week's issue of LTC Connections Online for more details and a link to read the report in full. In this week's Grassroots Update, what's your story? With legislative session and the primary elections on the horizon, there has never been a better time to think about advocacy. Whether you're a seasoned advocate or looking to get involved for the first time, one strategy serves everyone. Storytelling. Learn how to tell your story by contacting Aiden Swain at WACA today. We have resources like our Facility Tour Toolkit to help you find storytelling opportunities to break through the noise legislators and other elected officials encounter every day and connect your community's experiences to the broader policy and fiscal challenges facing long-term care. Interested in becoming a nursing home administrator preceptor? The Board of Nursing Administrators is committed to making it easy for you. Their team offers resources for training and will support you in becoming certified through the National Association of Long-Term Care Administrators Board's Preceptor Leadership Course. This unique, specialized continuing education opportunity for administrators allows you to showcase your expertise and uplift the next generation of leaders. Preceptors support administrator residents, formerly known as administrators in training, to rotate across facilities and gain valuable firsthand experience with varying care models. If you are interested in learning more about becoming a preceptor, you can find a link to the form on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14 to 16 at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. Join WACA and the Washington State Department of Ecology for an informative webinar on July 9 to help long-term care providers prepare for new organics waste management laws. The webinar will simplify what the laws mean for facilities and outline practical steps for compliance. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.